That's why the Christian can face physical death without fear. He knows that beyond the doorway of death, there is the fullness of life beyond measure. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5 reads, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." The text reminds me of two men who were discussing religion. One said he thought one should have a religion to live by. The other said he thought one should have a religion to die by. And I think both were right. A true religious faith is one you can live by and die by in full assurance and security. Enoch is a grand example of a faith in God by which one lives as a testimony that he pleased God. Enoch has come to us down through the ages to teach us that we ought to live with faith in God. Consider the historical background of Hebrews 11, verse 5. You may read of it in Genesis chapter 4, verses 21 through 24 in these words. "Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Enoch lived in those significant centuries which came just before the universal flood that destroyed the human race in Noah's day. His was the 7th generation of the human race. He lived approximately 900 years after the original creation of Adam and Eve, 892 years actually, according to the chronology in the book of Genesis. The days in which Enoch lived were trying days. He named his firstborn son Methuselah, a name that means when he dies, it will come. And sure enough, Methuselah lived right up to the time of the flood. When he died, God sent the judgment of water upon the human race because of its sin. Those were the days in which Enoch lived, when God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And in those wicked, rebellious, sinful days, Enoch walked with God. Look at his example of faith. For Enoch stands as an example to each of us who wish to walk with God by faith today. Consider these qualities of faith which he exhibits for our learning. He teaches us first, faith is practical. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. Look at that word walk. We use it commonly to mean to move about on foot at a moderate pace. But that's not the meaning of the word as it's used here. Walk, as used in Genesis 5:24, means to follow a course of life, to conduct oneself in a certain way, to follow a general method of behavior. So to say Enoch walked with God means he lived in fellowship with God. He conducted his lifestyle in a manner pleasing to God. He showed himself to be in fellowship with the Lord. Now think how practical that is. One can walk with God by right relationships with his family and his business associates. He can walk with God by right motives and ambitions in life. He can walk with God by purity of thought and action. You can walk with God, and that's shouting ground. Faith is not something related to a never-never world of religious philosophy. It is real and practical and profitable in the present world in which we live. So I encourage you to seek to walk more personally with God every day. Notice also, faith is personal. Look at the personal names in the statement. Enoch walked with God. Now let me say it again. Enoch walked with God. Think about that. Here is a man, an ordinary mortal man, who walked with God. Unbelievable, but true. Why would God care to walk with a mortal when there are multitudes of immortal angels who are so much greater in glory than we humans? Well, God walks with a man because he loves each of us that much. He made us in his own image and likeness. When we fell into sin by the act of our first parents, Adam and Eve, God resolved to redeem us to himself. He gave Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to be our Savior. And in Jesus, gave himself to death on the cross for our salvation. Those who respond with faith in God will find God ready and anxious to share their lives in personal and daily fellowship. So the scripture reads, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God." God does not play favorites among men based on their generation, race, nationality, or culture. As he walked with Enoch in times past, so he will walk with you if you are a person of faith. This passage teaches us that faith is powerful. It enables one to walk with God when other people are rejecting him. It enables one to walk with God in the worst of times. Enoch lived 669 years before the flood of Noah's day, according to the dating of Genesis 5. I remind you, that was a time of increasing wickedness. It would conclude when the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. But even then, it was possible for a man to walk by faith in God. How can one do it? How can he have faith when all other people about him doubt and deny? Well, remember our definition of faith. It is absolute assurance and firm conviction of the reality of things the natural eye has never seen. If one is positive concerning the unseen realities of God, he can trust if no other person does. Our faith is not to be based on other people, but on the person and work of God whom we trust. Let a person trust God, and all things become possible for him. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Notice that faith is perennial. That is, it is not like a plant that springs up and dies away. It continues to live and grow more dynamic year by year. Look at the example of Enoch. He was walking with God before his son Methuselah was born. And then the Bible reports Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. Well, here is a man whose faith remained constant for three centuries. Why should we think it strange or difficult if one trusts God for 60 or 80 years in our lifetime? Real faith never dies. Notice further, faith is pleasant. For before his translation, Enoch had the testimony that he pleased God. Now, who bore the testimony to Enoch? Well, God did. There was the witness of the Holy Spirit in Enoch's own heart that he was pleasing God. And how it must have encouraged his heart and strengthened his faith to know that he had become well-pleasing to the Lord. That same testimony is borne to the hearts of believers today by the Holy Spirit. Do you experience it? It is a quiet assurance, unspoken and yet positively known, that God's blessed "well done" is upon our life. And that makes faith a joy. Notice finally, faith is profitable. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Only Elijah, the only other man in human history, experienced a physical translation to heaven without experiencing death. Now, God is not translating people away from physical death today, but he is delivering from spiritual death everyone who trusts Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." That's why the Christian can face physical death without fear. He knows that beyond the doorway of death, there is the fullness of life beyond measure. Father, we trust you to keep us through all of life and even beyond death. We do not fear life. We do not fear death. We do not fear what comes after death. We know in Jesus Christ we have eternal life, which circumstances in time or eternity will never take away. And for that assurance, we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.